Elsewhere, reports coming out of the occupied Palestinian territory say Israeli forces have killed at least one Palestinian man. Ahmad Tezaza was killed in a village near the West Bank city of Jenin. The 22-year-old is the latest victim of Israeli military attacks on Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. About 20 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli troops in the occupied West Bank this year alone. Israeli troops also made some arrests in the village of Gabatia, south of Jenin. Meanwhile, Israeli troops arrested 12 Palestinians in the West Bank city of Ramallah. Three Hamas officials were among the detainees. For more on that story, Press TV's Hannah Rassis joins us from occupied Ramallah. Hannah, bring us up to speed on the recent Israeli aggressions in the occupied West Bank.
Well, Israeli forces have really concentrated in the northern area of the West Bank recently, and this is the third martyr from the Jenin area, or fourth, actually, this year. Israeli forces had raided the Jenin town of Gabatia at about 1 o'clock in the morning on Thursday and arrested three Palestinians, which caused an uproar in the town. Other Palestinians went out to protest, and clashes broke out between stone-throwing Palestinian youth and Israeli forces. 20-year-old Ahmad Ahmed was shot in the chest and died right away. By the time he was taken to the Jenin governmental hospital, he was proclaimed dead. And there has been a wide range of arrests throughout the West Bank in the past few days. Just last night alone, Israeli forces claimed that they arrested 12 Palestinians, whereas a Hamas official claimed that 15 of their members were arrested in the morning, on Thursday morning. Out of the people arrested, three were chief members in the Hamas movement, two of which were members of the Palestinian Legislative Council. And another one was Sheikh Jamal Al-Tawil, who had done several interviews for Press TV throughout the past year. And right now, Palestinian people are comparing the so-called peace process to the actual facts on the ground. Only hours after Israeli forces released 26 long-serving Palestinian prisoners to the Palestinian Authority, Israel gave the official approval for over 1,500 settlement units in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and then hours after that, made raid arrests and killed a Palestinian in the town of Gabatia.
Hannah, how is it that Israel continues these wide range of rights violations and enjoys complete impunity for its actions?
Well, that's probably because the international community does not act upon the Israeli atrocities in the West Bank and in the Gaza Strip. They seem to be immune because every time a resolution is to be made about these Israeli atrocities at the UN Security Council, it's usually vetoed by the United States. So as long as the United States is leading this path, its European allies are standing behind it. I mean, there are condemnations every once in a while from representatives of the EU or the UN or the US, but at the end of the day, it's just paper on ink. They're just condemnations, and the international community isn't really doing anything about the atrocities happening. They're not really pressuring Israel concerning the demolition of Palestinian homes, regarding the arrests, the treatment of prisoners, the malnutrition in Israeli jails, the confiscation of Palestinian areas, the expansion of settlements. Nothing is happening about any of these Israeli atrocities, which are happening on a daily basis, really.
Okay, thank you very much. Hannah Rassis joining us from Ramallah.